Boil before using was the rule for tap water in several Atlanta neighborhoods last week, not long after we learned about undetected lead contamination in many Georgia waterways. Now a recent study by the Natural Resources Defense Council shows Georgia leads most states in drinking water violations, most of them in rural areas. Eric Olson is the group's health program director, and he joins me from Washington, D.C. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So, Eric, where does Georgia rank on this list?
Well, unfortunately, Georgia was number 5 in the country in terms of top states with drinking water violations by population. So there were about 3.8 million people in the state in 2015, or the data that we looked at, the most recent data we could get, that had violations by their water systems, which is a pretty staggering number.
Yeah. What kind of contamination did you find?
Well, it was a range of things. Some of the water systems simply weren't testing for things like lead, which I know there was a recent report that looked at that in Georgia. Some of the systems had arsenic contamination or cancer-causing byproducts of disinfection. Some of them had a lot of bacteria, which is the kind of thing that might lead to one of these boil water alerts. And then there was even radioactive contamination and lead contamination in some communities. So it was sort of a variety of problems. And obviously, when you hit a bigger town or a bigger city with a violation, you can affect a lot of people all at once.
Taken together, some of the problems that you just mentioned and this ranking of 5th worst, what are we to think of the quality of the water in the state of Georgia?
Well, you know, I think it depends on whether you want your glass half full and maybe a little brown or half empty.
Which we don't.
Right. The problem is that, you know, basically a lot of the water systems in Georgia and across the country are pretty good and they're doing a pretty good job. But unfortunately, we've got some real problems in a lot of cities in the country, including some towns in Georgia. So obviously, we're concerned about everything from failing to test the water correctly for lead contamination to not disclosing problems with their water to actually having serious contamination problems. And honestly, we think the answer to this is really to have a cop on the beat. Yeah. There's supposed to be state authorities and the federal EPA overseeing this. And unfortunately, we're now seeing budget cuts being proposed, massive budget cuts for EPA. They're proposing to fire 3,000 people, the Trump administration is, and to slash EPA's budget more than it's ever been cut in history.
Were you able to sort of map this out? Which areas of the state are showing the most problems?
Well, unfortunately, it's across the state.
Oh, it is.
There certainly are a lot of rural, smaller systems that are having problems complying. They don't have the economies of scale. They're small, so they can't afford treatment technologies that might help resolve the problem. And then there's some bigger towns also that have had issues in Cobb County and in Henry County and several others that have had issues. So it's a fairly widespread issue. It's something that we would like to see seriously addressed instead of swept under the rug.
So you're talking about a cop on the beat. James Kapp is probably that cop on the beat. He is the chief of the Watershed Protection Branch. He says, well, he's saying that your numbers are wrong, your calculations, your math, everything else, your methodology is wrong. He says, if you calculate the number of violations based on the size of the population service, Georgia comes in on the low end of the list. And he says, here's the direct quote here, if we find a problem, we're going to fix it. And the excuse of whether it was a small system or a big system really is not relevant at this point. I mean, everybody deserves clean water. No one would disagree with the end of that quote. But take on the first half of that quote, that your calculations are off here.
Well, honestly, these numbers came from the state. So these are the state's numbers that were reported to the federal EPA database. So if the numbers are wrong, the state reported the data wrong. So all we did is aggregate the data. Obviously, you can disagree with how serious a problem is if you've got too much coliform bacteria or too high a level of lead or too much arsenic in your water. We can debate about whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I happen to think it's a bad thing.
Right.
And frankly, a lot of these violations are also water systems that are trying to skirt the system by not testing the way they're supposed to. So we found a lot of problems, for example, with lead contamination. And a subsequent study confirmed that there are a lot of systems that are doing monkey business, basically, with how they test for lead. They're not testing where they're supposed to. They're testing the wrong way. A lot of violations of the lead testing requirements. And we like to hope that there aren't other Flints out there.
Right.
Flint, Michigan's
well, let me
out
take
there.
Let me take on lead. Have you take on lead before we run out of time here.
Sure.
What's the nation going to do about lead, lead pipes, and lead contamination in the water systems?
Well, lead is a legacy problem. I mean, we've got about 6 to 10 million lead pipes serving people across the country. That serves over 20 million people. And we need to get those pipes out of the ground. So we actually successfully forced Flint to remove all their lead pipes over the next 3 years through litigation. But there are a lot of other communities across the country, including in Georgia, that have lead pipes that go from people's houses out to the water main. And those need to be taken out of the ground.
Yeah.
Some water systems are voluntarily doing that. Most of them are not doing it.
Eric, appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Eric Olson of the Natural Resource Defense Council joining us this morning from Washington, D.C. And to hear more from our recent conversation on this show about lead contamination in Georgia's waterways, we invite you to visit gpbnews.org.